Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back together. Buck, we have a fun weekend of football ahead. We've got a great show today, where we're going to be looking at one team in particular, break them down and see if we can't solve their issues and fix them. We're going to look at some work you've done on playmakers. We're going to have some fun talking about that. And then also going to give you a couple college standouts that we've kept an eye on and we've watched lately, as well as top 25 rookies from the first half of the season. But first of all, how you doing, man?
I'm good, DJ. I can admit that the guy that you're talking to on the other side of the screen is a little nervous because going into the second round of the playoffs tonight, it's a Thursday game instead of a Friday game. So I'm here, but I'm also like the butterflies are kind of going or whatever. So I'm trying to keep it all together.
All right. Well, this is great. This is actually the way I want to start this because my son is a freshman. So he got called up for the playoffs. You know, he won't play, but he got called up as a freshman. And they have a second round game coming up against Mira Mesa High School. But because when this gets released, Buck, the game is already happened, right? It's already going to be about kickoff for you guys. Let me get inside your mind a little bit here for this game. I know, you know, you always say do what got you there and those things. I mean, is it just bread and butter, or do we have some wrinkles here for this playoff game? What we got?
You know, so here's the challenge, DJ. The challenge is because normally when you get nervous, you want to add stuff. But when you really look at the teams and the coaches that have been the most successful, they all say quiet mind. Focus on the things that you're good at, focus on execution over trickery and those things. So I'm trying to stay true to that. I do have a play or two in my pocket, but I'm trying to be as calm as I can in front of the kids. I'm trying not to give them new information, particularly because it's a short week. But I do got some tricks up my sleeve if we need it.
Okay. So then if you get out to a nice lead, we got Southgate, right? Is that who we have? We got Southgate?
Yeah, we do have Southgate. Really good team. A team that has a great player that we have to really worry about. And so what we're going to try and do is we're going to try and kind of beat them up, run the football as much as we can, see if we can control the clock, and then hopefully wear them down in the second half. That's kind of been the recipe for us throughout the season, so we can hope that we can stay true to it.
I love it. I'm going to be pulling for you. That's the best thing. If you're listening to the pod right now and you want to keep up with Bucky's squad and see how they're doing, all you have to do is go to Max Preps and you can type in Granada Hills Charter, and then you can see it. They'll have live game updates. We got Granada Hills Charter versus Southgate. Bucky's squad is 8-2. Southgate is 7-4. Round two of the city section CIF playoffs. So again, if you listen to the show for a long time, get on board. Let's support Buck here as we get to this playoff matchup here. See if we can't get a win for the good guys tonight. I'm fired up for you, man. I promise you, I'll be checking that thing all night long. See how you guys do. But let's jump into some NFL stuff here, Buck. We talked about this the other day about how do you kind of solve the issues of these teams that have already moved on from their head coaches. We just saw the Indianapolis Colts move on from Frank Reich. We've talked about Jeff Saturday. We talked about that the other day. But I want to go back to the first change we had, which was the Carolina Panthers deciding to move on from Matt Rhule. And looking at this roster, I thought we could just take a little time here and see if we could provide a little bit of a blueprint and some hope here for this Carolina Panthers team. And as we do that, I think it's important that we kind of look at some of the pillars that they have in place. And I actually think, you know, there's that show called Good Bones on HGTV, and they go in there and find houses with good bones and they fix them up. I think this team, that when you look at it, there's some good bones here in terms of some good young building blocks. And let's rip through them on offense, Buck, and then I'll kick it over to you for your thoughts. But you've got Ekwonu, who made my top 25 rookie list, Akeem Ekwonu, who's starting to get, you know, really play well, getting better and better. So you have a left tackle, boom, feel good about that. DJ Moore, I think is a number one caliber receiver. He's big time. So you've got that piece in place. Then you look at what else they have here on the offense. You know, I think they've got some solid, steady pieces in place. I think they need to upgrade again along that offensive line, continue there. Tommy Tremble's a young tight end who we like, but those are probably the major building blocks there on offense. What else stands out to you with this offensive group, Buck?
No, so it's funny because, DJ, we'll get to the defense because I feel like they're in really good shape defensively. I think defensively you got a team that can go and compete in that game that can give you a chance to be very competitive right away. Offensively is where the struggles are. You mentioned Ike Ekwonu. They took him last year. He is your franchise left tackle. You have DJ Moore, who's the number one receiver, who can be a playmaker, maybe hasn't been afforded enough opportunities to maybe make the impact that he could make, but he should be there. I think you have Taylor Morton on the other side, who's okay, a solid right tackle. And then you still got some pieces that maybe want to upgrade on the interior. But beyond that, I think you're really lacking playmakers and a quarterback. And so I think the big decision is who is going to be the quarterback. So if the quarterback comes in the draft, my suggestion would be then you surround them with veteran playmakers so maybe you can get them up to speed. You have DJ Moore. You can go in free agency and maybe get you another number two. You can get you a tight end like Mike Gesicki that can be a threat down the middle to go with Tommy Tremble and some of the other guys that you have there. But to me, the number one decision that you have to make, if you're Scott Fitterer and this staff, who is going to be the quarterback going forward and what style of quarterback do you want? Traditional pocket passer, dual threat guy, all of those things will be up for debate when you begin to make the decision on who should be the new QB1 in Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great way to state it. I think that you talk about quarterback, playmaker, and continue to add on that interior of the offensive line would be kind of the three areas there that we can look at. And we'll kind of discuss, you know, what those players could look like here as we go through this. But let's circle back to the defense because we talked about pillars in place, foundational pieces. They've got them. Brian Burns is an edge rusher, has been very productive, was very sought after. It was out there the Rams wanted to give up a couple ones and they wouldn't budge. So you've got Brian Burns, an edge rusher. You've got Derek Brown, another young player along the defensive line, defensive tackle with a lot of ability who's very disruptive. Then you look at the secondary, and J.C. Horn, I think, is a building block piece on the back end. So those are kind of like your three building blocks defensively. Some other good players sprinkled in there, some young players. They're very athletic. I guess we've got to talk about Jeremy Chinn as well, who's on he's on the injured reserve list right now. That's where he wasn't showing up on my roster.
He's on temporary injured reserve, but he can come back
building block as well.
Yeah, you got C.J. Henderson. So you have a lot of first-round talents that are sitting on that side of the field. And so when I'm looking at the team and I'm thinking about the rebuild job, if I'm a prospective head coach, I'm like, man, if I can get the defense up and running, that gives us a chance to get to maybe 8-9. And then the job that I do on offense, that'll determine if we can get to double digits and maybe get into the playoffs. I'll say this. I don't think Matt Rhule did a bad job of kind of building up the team, but for whatever reason, couldn't get the execution to go right. And a lot of that was due to the quarterback. So we can talk about the defense and making sure we have a good defensive coordinator to really maximize the pieces in place. But the key to this job and the key to making this team reemerge as a contender is about the quarterback. And do you pick the right quarterback? And not only do you pick the right guy, but can you put him in a system and surround him with playmakers that allows him to be a pretty dominant player right out the gate? Because this is one where you don't want to spend a whole lot of time waiting for him to get right, because the defense is ready to rock. We got to get the offense up to that speed very, very, very quickly.
All right. So here's why I think this is a good job. Usually we talk about, man, if you've got options, don't go someplace unless they have a quarterback in place. But one of the things we always talk about as well is that you want to build your roster for the division. You have to look at the landscape and see what you're up against. When you look at this, Atlanta is, we don't know if their future quarterback's on their team. They're playing with Marcus Mariota right now. Mm-hmm. I know they drafted Ridder, but that's a question mark. You don't know what you got there. New Orleans, I mean, Jameis, I guess, but you don't know their long-term yeah. answer is there in their organization. And Tampa, this could be it for Tom Brady. Like, this entire division could be searching for quarterbacks in the offseason that's upcoming. So I think this is a huge offseason. It's a huge decision. They've got to get the quarterback thing right. But man, if you nail the quarterback and then the other three teams kind of struggle along that path to find someone, with the way their defense is set up, with the roster that they have there and some of those building blocks they have on offense, this is a team that could be set to go on a little bit of a run here and be really, really competitive pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because they can take a step back, but really take two or three steps forward in utilizing the draft and free agency, even the trade market, to get them up to speed. The one thing that I wouldn't do, I wouldn't invest heavily in a running back. I don't know if I would pay premium prices for an older running back. You had Christian McCaffrey. You elected to let him walk. I think I would go younger and cheaper there. I would make sure that I invest in one of the top quarterbacks. And then I would put my money in the perimeter playmakers that can make the quarterback very, very comfortable. Big time tight end, another big time wide receiver, to really make sure that we have a wide receiver core that's complete, that is experienced, and that already has a level of expertise so we can shrink the learning curve. If I can surround a young quarterback with veterans who already know how to play the game, I think I might be able to get good production from a rookie quarterback who's starting.
Yeah, and the other thing I would just say is defensively, even though you've got guys there on that defensive front, you know, waves. You want waves of guys. So continue to add to that group, because that'll take a lot of pressure off. I mean, the Jets are a great example of that with the depth that they have. And then you keep the score down. Guess what? You don't need your quarterback to throw the ball 35 times a game. I was looking through their stuff the other day. And if you look at, I think Zach Wilson's 5-1, I think, since he got healthy and got back out there on the field. Mm-hmm. And in those five wins, I don't know they threw the ball more than 26 times. That's kind of your formula, Buck. That's something you've preached for a long time. If you can build the defense up, that's what heck of a way to take some pressure off your quarterback.
Yeah, it takes a lot of pressure off. And using the Jets as an example, yeah, because DJ, the natural transition, year three or four, that thing should become Zach Wilson's team, where he's throwing more, he's more involved in terms of making sure that they're winning because of him, not necessarily because of the defense and those things. But yeah, that is a great way to start. And when we talk about the offense of the Carolina Panthers, and we talk about the veteran receivers and those guys, but yeah, now you commit multiple running backs, you're able to run the football, you shrink the game, you play complementary football, and you have a head coach who understands how to manage the entire operation, I think that's the big thing. And so it'll be interesting to see, because there's always the debate about offensive-minded versus defensive-minded head coach. I think it's really important for the Panthers to get the best head coach, meaning the guy who can put out the vision for how this team needs to play to consistently win and to begin to dominate this division, because the division is very vulnerable and it's there for the taking if the Carolina Panthers build it the right way.
And as of right now, they hold the number 2 overall pick. So you think about, you know, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, whatever quarterback, you know, you want to look at. And there's lots of work still to be done on these guys. I know there's some Will Levis fans out there as well. But they'll have an opportunity. They'll have an opportunity to get one. On Bryce Young real quick, and then we're going to take a break here. When I look at Houston, Carolina, those are the teams with the first two picks right now. Let's just say if you were the top quarterback, if you were Bryce Young, where would you rather go between those two spots, Buck?
Oh, well, you want to go to Carolina, because if I'm looking at the rosters, I feel like Carolina is closer to being a competitive team than the Houston Texans. And I love Lovie Smith personally, but they have a lot of holes. And I don't know if they can fill all those holes in one offseason with a draft and free agency and those things. Whereas when I'm looking at the Carolina Panthers, I have a number one receiver. They addressed the blindside tackle position last year. We talked about the defense. To me, if I'm Bryce Young and I have my choice, we're just saying Bryce Young being the number one, but it could be very well C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I want to go to the Carolina Panthers because I feel like I have an opportunity to win and to win very, very quickly if I handle my business as the quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's a good debate. I think it's a good discussion because, you know, Laremy Tunsil is a premier left tackle. So you've got that in place in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Pierce, we've both seen him live and in person. We're going to get to him a little bit later on in the show. You know what you've got with him. Brandon Cooks, that's been kind of a messy situation, but, he's mm-hmm. been a consistent, a solid player. I think I would rather have DJ Moore going forward than him. But, no, it's a good debate. I might say that I might believe more in the Carolina Panthers, infrastructure, maybe more so than the Houston Texans and some of the turmoil yes. that they've had. But the other thing you got to keep in mind, Buck, the Houston Texans are armed with picks. I mean, they've got a haul of picks yeah. from the Deshaun Watson trade. So that could flip. I mean, I don't think it's cut and dry. I don't think we could both sit here and say no brainer Carolina Panthers. I think Houston, Carolina, that's going to be something as we get towards the spring. That could be a fun thing to revisit.
Oh, it would be a fun thing to revisit because the other team that you have to throw in there, the Detroit Lions, they have a pick that would be right up there. Would they be in the mix?
Detroit Lions right now would have the fifth pick.
Them 1-6. Yeah. Okay. Well, if they lose a few more games, that would be interesting for them because they could be in that conversation in terms of a team that might look at the quarterback position and a team that certainly has some pieces in place to maybe make a jump. We thought they would make a little bit of a jump this year. Hasn't happened. But maybe they have that opportunity.
Yeah, the more I look at all these picks Houston has, that might be my answer. I might go with Houston on that one. I might split. We can have that debate a little bit later on as we get closer to the draft. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to look at something Bucky's worked on, the top five playmaker groups in the NFL. Is it a team like the Philadelphia Eagles? They're undefeated. Do they show up on this list, and how high are they? We'll let you know right after this break.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
This is an article that Bucky has posted on NFL.com. You guys go check it out right there. But you're looking at the top five playmaker groups. So first of all, Buck, explain that criteria and give me your top five list here.
But DJ, I think what we've talked about is the perimeter players. I think we've ranked it in the past with the five eligibles, meaning take the quarterback out of the mix. Let's talk about the running backs, the tight ends, the playmakers on the perimeter, and who has those best groups. And so when you go and you look, it's really interesting because a lot of times the impact that we think the offense is really impacted by the quarterback that you have. And so when you take the quarterback out of the equation, it changes the dynamic when you look at these playmaker groups.
Yeah, it is interesting, man. And I'm looking at these teams that you've put down here. Interesting collection of some young guys mixed in with some veteran guys. And I think one of the teams on here, I think, might surprise some people that made the list. Go ahead, Buck. Why don't you rip them off here, 1 through 5?
Okay, I'm going to rip them off 1 through 5. So at number one, I have the San Francisco 49ers. Right after the Christian McCaffrey trade, they bring him in. You think about Debo and George Kittle and Kyle Juszczyk and Brandon Ayuk. They are super, super talented. At two, the Miami Dolphins. Everyone is going crazy about Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is about to rewrite the record book as a number one receiver, but it's beyond him. Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki, they have two running backs, Mostert and Wilson, that are going crazy. Very, very talented group. At three, the Philadelphia Eagles. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, giving them two number ones on the perimeter. You think about the collection of running backs. Miles Sanders has certainly helped them out. Dallas Goedert emerging as a tight end. Jalen Hurts is playing better because he has a lot of weapons around him. The Cincinnati Bengals, the three wide receivers are everything. T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd. But then we saw Joe Mixon go crazy last weekend as a reminder of his status as one of the backs, top backs in the game. And then finally, the Seattle Seahawks. I know that's not really popular because we kind of banged them all offseason. But now you're looking at Geno Smith and you're like, wow, he's having a lot of success. And you're like, oh, by the way, he has DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. They got a stud in Kenneth Walker. And right now the Seattle Seahawks are sitting pretty in the NFC West because they have a very, very talented playmaker group around Geno Smith, who's playing very, very well.
That was the one I thought might catch some people off guard. But I think when you really look at that and you look at the emergence of Kenneth Walker, who I'm going to talk about in a little bit later on in the show, I see it. I saw that team up close and personal, Buck. That's a talented group that they have, the collection of players. I'm just curious, you know, in terms of maybe who just missed the cut, the Minnesota Vikings, when you look at the combination, obviously Justin Jefferson is elite, as good as it gets. But you've got Thielen, who's a good player. They just added TJ Hockenson, newly to the mix, to go along with Dalvin Cook. Are they kind of right on the cusp? Are they one of those six or seven just outside the top five?
They are, but I didn't know that our buddy Kevin O'Connell was going to go and make T.J. Hockenson a Pro Bowl tight end in his first week. I mean, T.J. Hockenson hadn't been there 3 days.
He's already
nine balls right out the gate. If he had told me, if Kevin had texted me and told me that he was going to let him touch the rock right away, yeah, I would have put him in the mix. I didn't know that he was going to be that impactful because he was kind of languishing in Detroit. But Minnesota gets him, was like, oh, by the way, you can catch the ball and we're going to feed you. So, yeah, like they certainly should be in the mix. And I know the other team people want to know about, the Buffalo Bills. Why aren't the Buffalo Bills in there? But when I look at the Buffalo Bills, I love Stephon Diggs, but a lot of what they do offensively to me is driven by Josh Allen's special ability. He just kind of elevates them in those things. I like Nyheim Hines and those guys. I don't know if they're quite top five, but with Josh Allen, they certainly are a juggernaut.
Yeah, I would just add one other team here. They haven't been healthy, and it's been an issue, you know, for the organization for a while. But this year, man, Chargers have just got crushed. with Keenan Allen barely playing this year. Williams is out right now. Yeah. When you have those guys healthy with Austin Eckler, that's a good group.
A very good group. And that's the thing, like the health situation for the Chargers has really prevented them from realizing their potential. Now, if they get all of those guys back, it's not only my top five list, but what kind of damage can they do in the AFC? I think the challenge is, can Justin Herbert keep it together long enough for the band to get back together? Because when the band gets back together and they're able to get all the pieces, not only on offense, but on defense, they are certainly one of the top most talented teams in the league. It's just a matter of them being available to play. We just haven't seen them play enough.
Yeah, sitting at 5-3, their next two games, two Sunday nighters at the 49ers, at home against the Chiefs. Man, if they could somehow get a split of those two games, then get everybody back healthy, maybe the Chargers can go on a little bit of a run. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we're gonna look at some college running backs, the top two guys, names you need to know as we head towards the spring, as well as a look at my top 25 rookies here at the midseason.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
NFL Plus is the league's new exclusive video streaming subscription service. NFL Plus has your game day covered with live local and primetime regular season and postseason games right on your phone or tablet. NFL Plus is available in the NFL app and at NFL.com. Subscription plans start at just $4.99 a month. Fans can visit plus.nfl.com and sign up for a free trial of NFL Plus today. All right, DJ. So you have been hard at work because you're always evaluating. And so we've reached the midseason point. And one of the things that you always do is keep a close eye on the rookies. So I know you love the rank and bank stuff. So let's go and give me your top 25 rookies and how they're performing at midseason.
Yeah, that's it's a good exercise to go back and look at how these young guys are performing in their first year, and helps remember what you thought of them in the draft process and maybe learn some scouting lessons along the way. So I've got the article will be up on NFL.com today. Again, top 25 at the midseason. I'll give you the top 10 here, Buck. We can rip through them. But number one has not changed from the quarter grades that I had. Sauce Gardner, I think, has been the best rookie in the league. Already emerges, if not the top, one of the top three corners in the entire league right now. I'd put Surtain up there. I'd put the number three guy on my list, Tariq Woolen, in that conversation. Look, Darius Slay's playing great. Sauce Gardner, nobody's playing better than he is in a mixture of zone and man. He competes. He can find and play the ball down the field. He's taken away some big-time receivers in those matchups. So he's number one on the list. Number two is Chris Olave. Ohio State has done a phenomenal job. Our buddy Brian Hartline developing wideouts. Chris Olave is polished. He's explosive. All those things we saw at Ohio State have carried over to the New Orleans Saints. He's number two on the list. I'll give you three, four, and five, then I'll get your thoughts. But Tariq Woolen, who I mentioned, has been just as good as Sauce Gardner, has more interceptions, has played outstanding ball, big, fast, physical, and really has been impressive with how fluid and agile he is. Damian Pierce, running back, we've talked about a bunch on this show from the Texans, is number four. He's a battering ram. And then number five, again, another Ohio State receiver, Garrett Wilson with the Jets. So those are the top five.
You know, what's so interesting about the list, and I think I divvy him up because what we have are guys that are really impacting the passing game, with the exception of Damian Pierce, who has really emerged as one of the old school slobber knocker running backs that's having success. So when I look at the two corners that you have listed, Sauce Gardner and Tariq Woolen, the common denominator for me is the length. Right now, I want long, rangy corners. I also want them to have a little level of versatility where they can press, but they also can play off and play some zone and do some of the things that teams are doing on the perimeter to slow down some of these attacks. The fact that Sauce Gardner has been as good as advertised, coming from Cincinnati, where people question some of the competition, I think that's fantastic. I think in Tariq Woolen, it is about the traits. Big, fast, physical, a guy who was a former wide receiver who made the transition. He goes to the perfect developmental spot for him in Seattle because they have a blueprint and a formula for developing those type guys. It's great. The wide receivers are a different thing because Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson, I think the last year or so we have said on the podcast, if you're going to invest in a wide receiver early, make sure they're route runners. They're not better route runners in the game than those two Ohio State kids. Garrett Wilson jumps in, can run every route on the tree, is outstanding. And Chris Olave, you can say the same. And so at a time where everyone is fascinated about speed and explosiveness and those things, it comes down to the skills. The craftsmen always win. Two of the better craftsmen in last year's draft were Olave and Wilson, and their success is certainly not a coincidence.
Big time polish, absolutely, as route runners, the ability to separate and the ability to make plays. You've definitely seen it with those guys. Six through 10 here, Buck. Another running back, Kenneth Walker, who, man, he has really come on. Got a chance to see him live and in person. Big time player. Aiden Hutchinson leads all rookies in sacks and pressures. He's number seven. Devin Lloyd is number eight. Linebacker you see all the time with the Jags, his teammate, Trayvon Walker, is nine. And then number 10, the big wide receiver, Drake London, who I saw last week with the Atlanta Falcons. So a good mix of wide receivers here in this top 10, as well as some impact defensive players.
Yeah, impact defensive players are certainly there. Aiden Hutchinson, you expected to be in that mix because of the way that he plays and high motor, a guy who has a lot of traits. Drake London is the one that continues to stand out to me. There you see Hutchinson, and look, he has been everything that the Detroit Lions wanted him to be off the edge. Relentless pursuer, a guy that just gives outstanding effort, but it was a very skilled player. And I think it took a while maybe for some guys to really look at the skills and the athleticism and what he brought to the table. Drake London for the Atlanta Falcons to me stands out because another big body playmaker, a guy who has jumped right in and has been like, he catches everything. Even though they are a run-heavy team, his size, his ability to make impact plays down in the red zone stands out. He has been a nice find for an Atlanta Falcons team that needed a number one receiver to go alongside Kyle Pitts in the passing game.
No doubt. By the way, I'm kind of baffled a little bit by some of the negativity, I guess, around Aiden Hutchinson. I'm like, guy's on his way to approaching double-digit sacks this year. He's on pace to kind of be in that 9-10 sack range. Saw him pick off a ball last week. He plays hard. His effort is off the charts. But I feel like maybe it's just you know, Twitter trolls or angry people, but I feel like everybody's all disappointed with Aiden Hutchinson. I don't know what you want more you want this guy to do. It's hard to get sacks in this league. He's on his way to get 9 or 10.
Oh, I mean, it's even harder in the league because the ball comes out so quickly. Like, you just can't get to it. Like, with the proliferation of people just throwing the ball out quick, bubble screen, swing passes, quick catch, rip and rock throws, you can't get to the quarterback. And so his ability to already show flashes of being able to get there, and just the energy. Like, let's be honest, this is not a very good Detroit defense, but, man, he's the point on the sword. He's the guy that kind of gets them going. And so, if anything, if I'm a Detroit Lions fan, I'm excited about what he brings to the table and how good he can be. Now, you got to get him another guy on the other side to help him. But Aiden Hutchinson, I have no qualms about the job that he's doing right away.
No doubt. There you go. There's the top 10. Again, you can find the entire list, top 25. You can just go to NFL.com and find the rest. A couple college guys I want to hit on here before we get out of here. I know we're a little short on time here, Buck. But a couple running backs, Jahmyr Gibbs from Alabama, Bijan Robinson from Texas, who we've talked a little bit about. These guys, to me, it just feels like on a weekly basis, they just pop. When you're watching TV, your TV scouting, you see them. And then when you go pop on the tape, it's real. We can debate value of running backs. We do it every spring about how high these guys should go. I just know these are two of the better players that are going to be in this upcoming draft class. They're both exceptional talents.
Yeah, exceptional talents. And I think the one thing that we got to keep in mind, I think sometimes we get too caught up in like the positional value. Sometimes you got to grade the talent for what the talent is. When I look at Gibbs and Robinson, both are fantastic players. And as the league is beginning to trend back to running the football, you need to have a running back that certainly has the size, the toughness, the explosiveness to be able to kind of hit it between the tackles. Both of these guys have that ability. And when you look at both of them playing at big programs where they really lean on the running back to be a big part of the offense, I think you feel good about their potential to be workhorse players in a backfield next season.
Yeah, they can both catch it too. And then you just, to me, Robinson just gives you a little more thump at 220 pounds, gives you a little bit more power. But if you've seen the way the Saints have used Alvin Kamara, I think a team's going to do the same thing with Jahmyr Gibbs. He can really line up in the slot. You can line him up wide, let him run routes, catches the ball naturally, just soft hands. His ability to then create explosives once he gets out into the open field. I think he's going to be a fantastic player. And I pray that the league doesn't allow him to get to the Kansas City Chiefs. So if you're rooting for anybody other than the Kansas City Chiefs, you better pray that a guy like that doesn't end up in that system. Because good luck stopping them with the space that offense would give you. You throw him in the next. I might even throw the Miami Dolphins in there as well. It would be fun to watch Jahmyr Gibbs in that Miami Dolphins offense. You're going to run everybody off with speed. Next thing you know, he's getting the ball underneath and off he goes. So a little mixture of Kamara. I see a little bit even of Austin Ekeler, who I see every week doing the Charger games.
That's the calling card for the running backs in today's game. You not only have to be able to impact the game as a runner, but you have to add some value as a receiver. And the more that you can do in the passing game, the better. If you can line up in the slot and run one-on-one routes and really take advantage of matchups against DBs and safeties in space, it really allows a creative offensive coordinator to kind of build a package to really feature you. And so rather than getting your 25 touches all on carries, now it becomes a mix of maybe 18 runs, 7 throws, and you're able to preserve your body while also having a significant impact on the game. I see it each week. You talk about Austin Ekeler. I talk about Travis Etienne and what he has been able to do for the Jacksonville Jaguars offense in terms of steadying that. The more that you can do, the more tools that you have in the toolbox, man, it just makes life easier, not only for the play caller, but for the quarterback that you're playing behind.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be part of the discussion here because you say, oh, you know, running backs don't have that value. You know, you can find them anywhere. Here's the difference. The way you talked about ETN, I'm looking at Austin Ekeler. Austin Eckler's third in the NFL with 60 catches right now. So you can technically label him as a running back. I'm looking through the game logs. This year he does not have a game where he's carried the ball more than 16 times. It is 14, 9, 14, 16, 13. Yeah. You know, 14-14 at a four carry game. Like, this is not the old school way of looking at that position. So I don't think you can just say, oh, running backs aren't important. You don't draft running backs. But I do think there is something to saying, if you want somebody at that position, let's get him the football in other ways. And guess what? When you throw him the ball on the outside, he gets hit by little people. When you hand him the ball on the inside, he gets hit by big people. That's oversimplification. But I'd much rather have your touches come that way than I would turn around, hand the ball off 25 times.
It's so funny that you talk about that because I think that is a big point to make. And it's one of the reasons why when Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey got paid, it was like, oh, you can see them age gracefully. Because as you think about the running back, everyone thinks about the old school running back or the Derrick Henry type running back that is really sledgehammering between the tackles 30 times a game and taking these full-on car crashes every game. What you would like is to be able to diversify the touches, and rather than focus on carries, make it really touch totals. And instead of talking about rushing yards, scrimmage yards. When your guys are able to get over 100 scrimmage yards, it's still the same impact on the offense. It's the steady production that allows you to move the chains and continue to stay on schedule. You have to have these backs who have a variety of tools in the toolbox, because if they can impact the passing game, it just makes them so valuable.
Well, teams are going to love these two guys, Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson, two outstanding players. All right, Buck, best of luck in your game tonight. Again, you can follow it along. Just go on Max Preps and look out there for Granada Hills Charter. A big game. We'll be all rooting for you in this one, Buck. Hopefully you get a win and keep rolling here. But this has been a fun episode. Appreciate you guys hanging with us. You can catch all of our stuff. It's real easy to find. The NFL's YouTube channel, NFL.com, the NFL app, it's all there. You can find all your Move the Sticks content. We appreciate you hanging with us, and we'll be back to recap another weekend of football at the beginning of next week. And that's where we'll see you right here on Move the Sticks.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.